Morning Show with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Did you have a good sleep?
I had a fantastic sleep.
Oh, did you? The only reason I asked you was because I wanted you to ask me back
how was your sleep?
It was crap. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning again with the neighbours upstairs.
What are they doing?
Bonking.
Oh, really?
And you know what? I think you might be right. We talked about this another day about where they woke me up again. The woman does my head in. She's so loud. It feels like she's acting.
Like, what does she do? Maybe she's just by
it just keeps going on and on.
Are you
and
sure?
On. I'm like, what's this guy doing to her?
Are you sure she's...
I don't know
she's...
whether I'm angry that I'm not getting it or it's just crap.
Are you sure she's with someone?
No, the reason I know is because you can hear the squeaking. I'm not kidding. You can hear the bed squeaking. It's so annoying. They're definitely having sex.
Oh, my goodness.
But they're the same couple that argue on the weekends. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's a bit scary, actually.
Oh, it does my head in.
Hey, I had a fantastic day. I got a new PT.
Yes.
Had him yesterday.
Yes, tell me, session. Talk to me about
He's
it.
He's so good, completely different training method.
Yes.
I was exhausted. I walked out of there thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
It felt amazing. It was so good. So
you're getting your bucks
right. You've got to change every so often,
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, there's a new burger out.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you'd like it.
Why?
Being vegan, but I might.
Being
give
vegan.
It a go.
Okay, yeah. So what animals in it?
So it's got your typical ingredients, got your meat patty, your bacon.
Oh, yum. So a bit of pig in it, yeah.
Cheese, tomato sauce, right? It's pretty standard, like
lovely.
A normal burger. But on top of it, the top half of the bun is a meat pie.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. So it's a burger.
Yeah.
With the bun at the bottom.
Would you eat it?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You probably would after a few drinks,
though.
I'm not a fan
of pastry
anyway.
You're
really hungry.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
That
we
sort
make really
junk
bad choices.
Craving.
Yeah.
But I just wondered how you eat it, because you'd be holding it and you bite into it and the meat pie would burst everywhere and you know, you've got the sauce from the burger.
You used to have your 4 and 20 pies in your little.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get lunch money for those.
Yeah, they were really popular, weren't they? And then there were all these stories going
out
about them.
You just had a rat's tail, ha-ha. That's what I'd do. I'd watch people eat and go, you just had a rat's tail.
Did you?
Yeah, I'd always do it.
So you used to eat them too.
I loved
can't imagine
meat
you
pies.
Eating meat now that I know
When
you.
I was little, I'm Greek, mate. I grew up with animals.
There's something going around the internet at the moment. Mm-hmm. A lady has complained about her order at a burger joint.
Right.
And she said, I've ordered lots of times in the past and always had great food. My experience tonight was terrible. She ordered a chicken burger and chips and a plain cheeseburger. She waited over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And when it arrived, the cheeseburger was missing, even though it was on the receipt.
Right.
And she said that the driver apologised and said he would bring it straight back. 1 hour later, the burger came back. She was very upset. She goes, I'll never order there again. And the actual burger joint replied online, and they've said, we made a mistake and we put it right as soon as we could. We also didn't charge you for your full order, which sounds pretty good, wasn't it? It wasn't 1 hour late. You people are pathetic.
She sounds like a nightmare.
No, this is the burger joint replying. You people are pathetic. Next time you need to get off your ass and go to another burger joint, as you will never be served in this place again.
Right.
What do you reckon? Now, she was upset. Let's assume it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So she was upset, and probably justifiably. Her burger was missing. The other one was down
late.
So
was it delivery, was it? Did they deliver it to her? Or?
They delivered it to her, and the burger was missing. And then the other one, the replacement burger, came about an hour later.
Yeah.
And they're saying they didn't charge her for it. But they also, in the reply, abused her and said she needs to get off her ass and go to another joint next by. So what do you reckon? Do you reckon they went a little bit too far?
I think by telling anybody to get off their arse, if you're providing a service, is a little bit rich, don't you think?
I agree. I think it was a bit too
but
much.
She sounds a little bit high maintenance.
I know.
Come on.
It sounds like two people have come together. They're upset over something and none of them...
She's hungry and they're like, whatever.
If you have a bad service experience, do you publish it online? Are you one of those ones that writes a review straight away?
No, I've never actually done it, although I should actually.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I kind of think I don't write good reviews, so why should I only write bad reviews?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let us know what
you
think.
Well, you're letting people know as well if you've had a really bad... Especially if you've been harassed in a restaurant or they've been inappropriate.
Yeah.
You can actually write a bad review, I guess.
Yeah, but also we should write good ones too.
Absolutely.
When we have good service, because no one does.
Yes.
We don't say anything.
No, I know.
We just whinge and complain.
Yeah, a bit like you, Warren.
Yes. Anastasia, are you a jealous person?
Yes, in relationships I am. If someone's trying to get me jealous, yeah.
So when you say if someone's trying to get you jealous, but in general...
No, not at all.
You're not a jealous...
No, God, no.
But do you find some people actually do try and provoke jealousy.
Absolutely. The last person I was seeing was deliberately trying to get me jealous, like just making remarks about waiters and waitresses in front of me and like really egging me on. And then when I'd raise it with this person, they'd go, no, I was just saying they're really not, they're cute and stuff. But for me, it was kind of like, hold on, we've only just started to get to know each other. We're in that loved up kind of phase. Why do you feel the need to constantly remark on the waiters and waitresses? Like, why?
Particularly when you're trying to date
exactly.
someone like that, to
and
me, it doesn't make sense.
Why do you feel the need to continually tell me that everyone thinks that you're really hot? Now, obviously, we've realised this guy's a complete knob, but at the time, I was just kind of really confused and why? So, yes, I'd get really jealous, but in hindsight, I think, ugh, there was a reason for that.
My ex used to go and he would flirt with people right in front of me. Mm. And normally I'm not jealous, but when I would see this happen, I think, why are you doing this? Mm. Why are you doing it in front of me? And then I'd say, hey, what are you doing? And he would then turn that against me and say, your reaction, you know, you're insecure, you're this, you're that. And it was, well, hang on a second. I'm only reacting to how anyone else would react to someone in this situation. So don't put it
on. I've known you for a little while. You don't come across as a jealous person.
No, not at all. But again, I don't like it if it's deliberately provoked.
I'm jealous of me, but
you're the only person I'm really jealous of. Anastasia, I remember as a kid at high school, there were these girls, and I think they were about, or a group of girls and a group of guys, they were probably about 4 years older than me. It was in primary school. Yes. And one day they got me walking home from school and they dragged me behind a fence and they started bashing the crap out of me.
No.
Which was good. I got away. The little lollipop lady came and
now,
rescued
me. Now, why do you think they targeted you? What?
I don't know, because I was different.
Okay.
Because I was different. Anyway, sweet revenge. It happens because I saw a few years, probably about, 15 years later, I was at a local shopping centre and I saw the girls, not the guys, and they were hanging out in the shopping centre with their leggings, smoking cigarettes. They were pregnant.
Oh.
They must have had another two kids each. And I just thought, I had this sense of satisfaction of, aha, so that's what happens to these people.
It's so good, isn't it?
Have you ever had sweet revenge happen to you?
I think sweet revenge for me has always been having a good life after having really crappy relationships. You know what I mean? Like moving on.
And actually, that's
actually
so true,
moving
isn't it?
On from hurtful relationship is sweet revenge, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so
feeling confident and enjoying
exactly.
yourself.
You know, I've got a thing for armpit smells. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. There's something about
certain
smells, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what it is, but armpits after a few days, they can smell amazing when you're attracted to someone. Have you got that fetish as well?
Sometimes. If I'm intimate with a guy, as long as it's not to that point where it's...
smells like wet socks.
That masculine smell, I find that really quite attractive.
Mm.
But
yum.
I did have a partner once who, it was a long time ago, his feet smelled.
Oh, did you used to suck his toes?
No, I couldn't. But it was so strong that...
Why didn't you suck his toes?
Oh, it was. I couldn't go anywhere near them. I'd be... I think I was dry reaching.
So if they smelt nice, though, would you have sucked his toes?
I don't know, maybe, but they didn't smell nice.
Oh,
they were,
no.
And like, I couldn't see any visible fungal infections or anything. I don't know what it was, but the smell.
My dad's got smelly feet. Like every time I've visited, not every time, but there's like this stale sort of smell and I've gone, what is that smell? And he's a clean man. And then I've always worked it out. It's his feet. They reek.
I don't know what this was, but it would smell even after he had a shower and would go to bed.
So I'm guessing mum doesn't suck his feet. Hannah, Tess, we were talking a little bit earlier on. Warren had a partner that had really smelly feet and he just wanted to suck his toes, but it just wasn't right.
I want to go anywhere
near
them.
Now, I'm guessing you're somebody that would love sucking toes. Have you ever had a partner that had a bad smell or anything like that?
Oh, it's usually bad breath. The number of people that have no clue they have bad breath.
How bad is it? Have you ever had to pash someone while they've got bad breath?
Yeah, I can't. I just stop and turn away.
But the smell dissipates after a while when you do that.
Well, you get used to it, don't you?
Then you get bad breath.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Tess. Anastasia, this bit of some sad research has analysed a whole pile of previous studies, and it's suggesting that people who fall into the loneliness trap are 50% more likely to suffer an early death than those who remain socially connected.
Well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? No one wants to die alone.
No, and the study, there was another study that looked at the previous lot of studies, that, and it looked at 3.4 million people across the US, Europe, Asia and Australia, and it found that the effect of isolation, loneliness and living alone had an effect on the risk of dying younger, equal to that of obesity.
It's interesting though, because there's a massive difference between lonely and alone.
There is, isn't there?
You can be very lonely in a relationship. You can be very lonely in your within your family, within your friendships. So it's interesting. And you can be alone, but feel really good about being alone, on your own. I live on my own.
Are
I
you
don't
comfortable
feel lonely.
In being alone?
Absolutely. I think sometimes too comfortable, and I've got to kind of balance it out. But yeah, absolutely.
I think I've sort of become more comfortable being alone in more recent years, but there were times where I always had to have people around, whether it be family or friends, and I hated being by myself.
But I've certainly felt incredibly lonely at many times of my life. Yeah, absolutely. Especially last year coming back to Melbourne. So yeah.
So we should look out for our friends, and if we do think someone is lonely or they are alone, maybe reach out.
Yeah, it's all about connection, honey.
Absolutely. Anastasia, when you go away,
yes,
and you know, you may not have a washing machine, but you might go away for several days and you've got your undies and things. Do you wash them?
When you say go away, what do you mean? Like to a hotel or
somewhere? Yeah, anywhere where you're away for a few nights.
If I've got a washing machine, there'll be stuff, I'll put stuff in there, but if not, I'll just wash it in the sink.
Just wash it in the sink?
Yeah.
So, you know what some people are doing? They're boiling their undies in the hotel kettles.
Oh my God. That makes so much sense though. It'd get rid of all the crap off your undies.
Well, apparently,
yours.
Mine would take more than boiling, wouldn't they? But apparently it doesn't get rid of them because some of the bacteria doesn't actually die in the water.
Right.
So what you're doing is you're actually putting it in the kettle and then people are making their cups of tea.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical. Afterwards. I'd love to do that. Now, that's sweet revenge. We're talking about sweet revenge before.
Put your undies in someone's kettle.
Yeah, totally.
And also the other thing is you could also cause an electrical fault. Let's not forget
that. Oh, my God,
well.
I just worked out what you said. They're putting their undies
in the kettle.
That's hysterical.
In the kettle and putting it on boil.
I'm inviting you over tonight for a tea.
For an underwear washing party. Anastasia, the VW Kombi is making a comeback. I love those.
Yes, they're gorgeous cars.
I think they're so cool.
Well,
what do you, vans. What do you think about caravan holidays? People either love them or hate them.
I've only had one real caravan experience, and that was in Greece, and I absolutely loved it.
So it was warm.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was heaven.
I had one in New Zealand and it was so freezing. Mm. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and going to some communal toilet block and thinking, oh my goodness. And I love camping.
Yes.
But it turned me right off it and I was with my family and I felt stuck. So for me, I think of caravan holidays and I think, no, there's no way I'd ever do them again.
Yeah, no, I'd do it again, definitely.
What about people who retire? That's a great idea for them where they actually hire a caravan.
I'd love to do that with a lover and just drive away
with a lover
into the sunset.
Good.
Would be really lovely.
You ever had any bad pickup lines, Anastasia?
You know what? I wish I'd really thought about this, but I can't think of any really bad pickup lines because I'm usually yours after a drink. You don't actually have to work.
You don't have to work. It. I'm the same.
Yeah, I'm love starved.
Just come up and show me
you
some
don't
attention.
Even have to talk to me. Just
we're just
pat
giving,
me.
Giving away a big clue. There's a thread on Reddit at the moment talking about some of the worst pickup lines around.
Have you had a bad pickup line?
No, I haven't. I've had pretty good luck with pickups, I must admit.
Yeah.
But there were a couple, and one I just looked at a few of them, and one of them was, "Did you fart? Because you just blew me away."
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a really good one. There was another one. I know we don't know each other well, so let's play a little game. Imagine I'm a tiny man that lives in your shoe. Tell me what I do. If someone came up to me and said that, I think I'd run away.
I'd spill my drink all over them, to be honest. Right in the face.
Another lady had someone say, "You're worthless," but he actually was really nervous and he meant to say priceless.
Look, they had me at fart. You blew me away at fart. It would be anyone's. If they said that to me, listeners, if you're interested, that's all you've got to say to me and I'm yours. We just got a message in from my boss and I actually sent her a message this morning saying, "What are you wearing?" I actually always send her messages, "What are you wearing?"
That's a great relationship.
That's a
with your boss.
Oh, she's so hot though. Trust me, if you saw her, you'd be doing the same.
I've seen a photo of her. She looks very,
how
very
hot is
attractive.
She?
Very, very attractive. What was her pickup line?
No, my pickup line to her is,
"Oh, what are you?"
I'm always writing to her saying, "What are you wearing?" Can't believe
that. And has it worked?
Absolutely.
Hey, have you ever gone up to someone anywhere and either they're pregnant or they're overweight and you've accused them of the
slapped
wrong thing?
Slapped them on the belly and gone, Ellie, how many kilos that?
When's
that due? Is it overdue? Is it? No, you know what? I've been I've been lucky enough to not do that. But I will say something very quickly. I did go to an Asian restaurant. It's a grocery store that I go with my sister.
Right.
And there's this woman that's quite fascinated by me, but she always asks me, "How the baby? How the baby? How
to
the
you?
Baby? Always how the baby?" Can't quite.
But
work
you don't
out.
Have a big tummy.
Exactly. But she, I don't know. Am I? Do I look that bloated? But she always asks me, and I'm too embarrassed to ask her. Why are you asking me how the baby? So maybe she thinks there's a baby
maybe
in my tummy.
Her. There's some badges being made at the moment that says "baby in belly."
Maybe that's what I should
that you
wear.
Can put on your you can pin it on you and then there's no confusion about it.
That's fantastic.
I can't believe that people go up to people and actually make an assumption that you are or you aren't.
Yeah.
I'd have no idea.
Yeah, hilarious.
We're both wearing purple today.
We are. Yes.
For a reason.
There is a reason.
Because it's Wear It Purple Day.
Yes.
Which is all about protecting young kids.
Yeah, it's all about you have the right to be proud of who you are. It's about rainbow young kids being bullied and not being accepted for who they are, which what better place to talk about it on gay and lesbian radio station, darling?
Absolutely. Now, we've spoken about this before. We were bullied as kids.
Yes.
Because we were different. And a lot of people have been. And we underestimate the impact that has later on in life. So,
exactly.
This is a great cause to raise awareness. So if you're not dressed yet, go to your cupboard and get something purple.
Get some purple or dye it purple. That would be great.
Or some spray paint. And that's it for us.
I know. How fantastic.
It's a fantastic day outside. The sun is shining.
It is.
Have an amazing weekend.
Yeah, you too.
We're back on Monday, 6:30.
See you then.
See you then.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.